It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
There I am.
That's right. It's a download here, and it's time for swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
This is where we evaluate your commemorative items, your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk.
Yep. Let's do it.
We don't use a laser pointer. Like the old
right,
okay. Howard Stern bit.
Right,
no,
okay.
This is just, we take calls. All right. So this is, like you said, very excited in the sense that this is high season for garage sales.
Sure August, is.
Early on. And you've come through tonight. We start tonight with what you bring in, of course. And this hunking fridge
yep.
poster.
Large.
So good.
This one is an actual ad poster or promo poster for Pontiac back in 1986. It's a takeoff on the original poster. Looks just like this. And then Pontiac just kind of put their stuff on there. But it's a nice price poster. It's probably about $40 to $60.
What makes this one stand out? Just the fact it's a
fridge? I think when people just think back of Super Bowl as far as what they want, like in their man cave, their fridge, you know, or Ditka, you know, as far as if they're going to do one person.
I'm a Wilbur Marshall kind of guy.
Right, right.
You know, I want the junkyard dogs. I don't want.
Yeah,
any of this,
or Peyton, of course. Yeah. But as far as the higher priced ones are Ditka, Peyton, and fridge. Hmm. And so this one, there are no. Large fridge posters on eBay right now.
Really?
Yeah. That tells you how much, you know, they sell. They keep buying
My
them up.
Favorite is that it says get $720 cash back, not for WGN, but for $72 mm-hmm. the fridge. And then it says now on a full-size Pontiac Parisian.
Right. Paris. I don't know. Parisian. Yeah,
a Parisian. A Pontiac Parisian.
Yep.
There you go. That's an 85 car.
Yeah, I wonder if Fridge signed off on that. What is that?
He's like, I love the Parisian.
Yep.
He's like, can we get a French car?
He was probably more sold on the 720 number
right,
back
right,
than
right.
The car. But yeah, and the signature is obviously a fake signature. It's not real.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So there's that. But, you know, and then the thing I'm psyched about is I found this Napoleon Bonaparte mirror.
Look at this.
And this is like 80s.
So this is a decorative mirror, like the kind of thing that you would get at the fair, but it's a little bit more intricate. It's a Napoleon 80s mirror.
Like 8.5 by 11, I guess that would be.
It's weird.
Yeah, and most people will remember the art style with like Kiss or Boston, the progressive rock bands of the 70s.
Good.
Those will be at the carnival. This, I don't think, was at a carnival. This is a little bit more off the wall.
Nothing better than getting your jean jacket on,
right?
Throwing darts at a couple balloons.
And here, we were talking
getting
before.
Yourself a Bon Jovi mirror.
Yeah, and the early, you know, late 70s mirrors, those are like 80 to 150 or more.
What?
And the reason they're that is because you got them at the carnival, you had to get that thing home in one piece. And how many of those broke on the way home, you know? And or people traded them for the large Rasta banana like Pete, maybe.
That's right.
Going back to last year's.
There you go. The taste of this plains.
Right.
It's a swap meet here, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. Let's do this. Let's go to Pam. Let's kick it off. Pam, what do you want to brag about, Pam?
Hey, Pam.
I have, and I don't know, you know, the value of the thing. It's a framed, it's a huge frame, too. It's a very nice frame of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Real nice picture of the both of them. And at the bottom, it's their signatures in, like, the gold pen
right.
that you get signed at like, I'm saying Comic-Con, but it could be anywhere.
Sure. Did you?
And I don't know the value of it.
Did you get the photo? Where'd you get it?
My son acquired it at work, and we don't know the value of it. And I have a garage sale coming up. And I wanted to sell this item, but I don't know what the price it is.
You have to put this in the middle of your garage sale, right. Like right in the driveway with a nice around it.
Exactly, the lighting and everything.
yes.
Track lighting. How big is the poster, first off, or picture, rather?
Oh, boy, you're asking. It's big. That's all I can say.
Okay, so it's more like a poster than an 11 by 17 picture or something.
Not 11 by 17. It's bigger than that.
Bigger than that. Wow. Oh, geez.
And it's in nice frame.
Yeah, and if that's signed with live marker, like you said, gold or silver marker they use, if that's live ink, I mean, that could be, I want to guess, minimum $600, $500, $600 minimum.
Wow. There you go.
And it's you're probably not going to sell it at a garage sale, but you can try. You know, just stick to your guns, on it.
Where else would I put that?
You can put it up for consignment somewhere since it's a large item, or you could use one of the valet auction sites where they'll actually box it for you and everything, so you don't have to worry about breaking it once you hand it.
Oh, that'd be real nice.
Yeah,
where are those?
I think some of the UPS stores do that, but you can just Google that, like eBay valet.
We point you in the right direction, Pam. You got to go get it. Thanks, Pam.
All right. Thank
you. All right.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's just something tells me it's going to be Saturday and someone's going to go, I like that. $40 should be like sold.
Right. That's about what you get offered for it. Yeah.
All right. So 312-981-7200. Let's do one text and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
The text I have here says I have a lightly used. So that's what is lightly used? Nirvana Unplugged cassette.
Oh, cassette.
Signed by Christine Novoselic. That's the, and I'm saying his name wrong, but that's the guy who's the bass player for Nirvana.
Exactly. His signatures alone.
He throws his bass up and hits him in the head. Right,
right. Right. His signature alone is about 15 plus.
Oh, really?
But that signed cassette, I mean, if it was an album and it was signed, I would say 100.
Nobody likes the cassettes.
But the cassette's so small and it's not, you have to take the sleeve out, I guess, to have that framed. And it's just not, ideal for framing and display. But it still would probably get, start an auction at 35 and see what happens.
Do those kind of items, the items of more pop cultural relevance of the 90s, 2000s, do they sell as well when you start talking about bands like Pearl Jam, Nirvana?
Oh, yeah.
Like
I mean, Pearl Jam stuff sells no problem. Nirvana stuff still sells. Progressive rock, for the most part, any 70s, late 70s progressive rock band will sell.
You're really into the progressive rock.
I am. Well,
so that'd be like Yes?
Yes, Rush.
2112, right?
The phone lines are going to light up now.
Yeah.
So, 2112 changed my life, man. Sixth grade, I heard that. I'm like, oh, man.
I love it. All right, 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. Rec Flam in studio. We're doing Swap Meet, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Stay with us. It's a Swap Meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flam with me as well, at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. All right, this is the night that we hope there's a run on decorative mirrors of 70s progressive rock bands.
Yeah.
If you have one of those, if you were able to get it home...
Right.
After you popped a couple balloons with some darts, and you were able to get it on the corner of your mirror, so you had mirror on mirror,
and you
still have it 30, 40 years later, you got to call us and brag about it.
Yep.
A Def Leppard one, like the one with the big rig going through the triangle.
Yep, into the night, right. I don't even remember what the single was off that, but
was it Bring It On the Heartbreak? Or
it could
Bring
be,
It On
yeah.
the Heartache?
Heart? Yeah.
Oh, man, good stuff. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to brag about, Mark?
This is a kind of a historical one. It's from the 1987 Bears.
Yeah.
There was a strike that season.
Okay.
And so they had scab players playing the games.
Absolutely.
And before one game, a friend of my family's went to the – well, she didn't go to the game, but she knew this was going to happen, and she was very into labor and all that. And a lot of Bears players were out in front of the stadium – signing these and giving out these free posters, not real big, like 12 by 18, black and white, of them posing in a park where they had practiced, just to stay in shape and waiting for the strike to end. So it's about 30 of them posed real casually and leaning on each other and panting, smoking a cigar.
Wow.
And they're in sweats and hoodies and baseball caps and it's really
that's cool.
That is. How many players signed it?
It looks like she got a couple twice. Like Fencik signed it twice, and Harbaugh, who was a rookie at that time, and Sean Gale, and guys like that. So
Vaughn's awesome.
Dozen, Wilbur Marshall, I think.
Yeah, if you're going to get the signatures, you want those 85, 86 Bears. So that's great. Yeah, if you could text a picture, that'd be great. But I think you're in the, you know, 400-plus range. Definitely start out in there, yeah, and go from there. And, you know, see what happens, obviously, over a couple months. If nothing bites, you can lower your price then.
But, so where would I go to do this?
eBay. You know, do that eBay, because you can roll that up, right? It's not, like, framed or anything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've got in real good shape. I put in a frame right away.
Yeah, and advice for shipping posters, try to put it in plastic of some kind, whether you have to put tool jewel bags on each side or, you know, I buy the actual plastic tube stuff to put it back in because moisture mailing that, I've had some stuff damaged that way. And when you're talking $400 or plus, you know, you want to make sure you take the extra care with that.
I like that one, Mark. That's a good one.
Thanks
good job.
For calling.
Thanks for calling,
man. That's good. Yeah. I like the
85, 86 spares. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. We've got the 815 says, I got the Burger King Toy Story characters from the first Toy Story movie.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Like the Happy Meal type stuff? But
Woody and stuff like that. The first, apparently, they have the first movie toys that they put out. And they're looking like 25 to 33 if they're still in the plastic.
All right, there you go. 312 also says the Parisian was a top-of-the-line Pontiac built and sold in Canada. The Pontiac Parisian.
That's interesting because, you know, that would explain maybe why the fridge, because obviously it was such a, you know, big international
maybe
this star.
I mean, it's obvious. It's a
Maybe it was that was more Canadian. That because I haven't seen the Pontiac. I've seen the original version of this poster, but not with the Pontiac promotion on it.
Interesting.
Yep.
Let's keep going here. Let's go. We got some. Let's go to Lucy. Lucy, what do you want to brag about, Lucy?
I don't know if it's worth bragging about. I have a World War II Foot Locker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's worth bragging about.
Yeah. Where'd you get it?
How'd you get it?
My dad sent it home at the end of the war.
Okay.
Is that normal? I mean, doing swap meet, I've learned so much about war memorabilia that when the soldiers are done, like your dad, did he send a lot of stuff back that was like, here, you should hold on to this?
No, the only thing that came ahead of him was his Foot Locker. He was in the Navy, and the return address on it is San Francisco, and then, of course, it's addressed to my mother here in Michigan. But
wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, they go for $50 to $150, depending on condition. And we've talked about this a few weeks back with some of the items that, you know, soldiers brought back. It was much easier, you know, post-World War II to do that than, you know, post-wars after that. But, yeah, so you would hear that a lot. A lot of them would bring back flags or the other weapons, the enemy's weapons back home with them if they could, you know, so that
was kind
of common.
Well, he had a grass skirt in there that he picked up somewhere in the South Pacific that he sent to me, but I don't know where that is.
Wow. That's great. No, but you got some decent. It's $50 to $150, you know, depending on condition.
Hold on to it.
Yep.
Thanks, Lucy.
Okay.
Thanks for
calling.
That's a good brag. I like that. Hold on to that one. Let's go with Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, guys, you initially talked about heavy, bulky items. I've got a item that's smaller than a bread box, or about the same size, that weighs about 20, 30 pounds.
Wow.
It's not lead. It's an Underwood typewriter.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's between the 1920s and 30s.
Okay. Wow. Where'd you get it?
I thought I was going to be an author at one point in time.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So this is a classic Joe. How much did you write on this thing?
Oh, gee, probably about 2 pages.
Oh, wow.
But I said, I don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
You did the 2 pages and you start procrastinating.
Tried.
I get it.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
You got me pegged.
Would those 2 pages come with the typewriter?
I'd probably offer those separately.
There you go.
Because those are real keepsakes.
Yeah, they look like they're going about $45 to $60. Depending on the year, like a 1922 model went for $200.
Wow.
Do you know what year was?
I was guessing between the 1920 and 1930 myself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, then you're probably closer to the 200, maybe more. Did it come with a case or any other accessories?
It may have, but I don't have any.
Cool.
See, here's what you can do, Joe, is
sure.
you can just kind of, you know, embellish a little bit and be like author, novelist.
take a picture of yourself in front of the typewriter, you know, so you have your...
With a, you know, a little sweat on the brow, and you got the page in there, and it looks like you've been working really hard on it.
Do you recommend wire-rimmed glasses or
a monocle? That's definitely. You're onto it. You nailed it. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. 312-981-7200. God, I love the car history we're getting tonight, Greg.
Okay.
312 says the Pontiac Parisian was. I hope I'm saying that right.
No, it sounds familiar.
Parisian, Parizan, was a model that was sold in the U.S., taking the place of the flagship Bonneville. How dare they?
Wow.
The Bonneville.
That might explain a lot.
The Pontiac Bonneville. It's a classic. That's got my grandparents written all over it. They're big Pontiac. Or it's Pontiac. It was Buick.
Buick
and Pontiac, they seem to go back and forth.
Yeah, my family's big Buick family.
309 says, I've got a 1966 Batman utility belt complete.
Wow.
Wait a second. Is this Batman?
It's taken off. Hold on, you might need that.
Crime's just kind of like, it's just overwhelming that Batman just texts into the swap meet now.
Right. If they could text in the brand on that, I'm going to assume it's Remco, but maybe text in the brand.
What do you mean? It's like a toy Batman
belt?
Yeah,
it's like a toy belt. And back then, Remco was making everything.
What does something like that go for? Like,
It depends condition, of course. If it was loose, like played with and kind of dirty, scratched up, I think it still could be worth probably $40 to $60 minimum.
Hmm.
And if he's got, you know, the accessories that were in the belt or the box that it came with, you know, then it goes up from there.
All right. Pretty cool. 312-981-7200. 815 says, I have two tickets from Elvis Presley's last show.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean, like last show before he died?
Yeah, probably in Vegas.
Or last show. I mean, I don't know the circumstances of his death, but I don't know if he was like doing shows up to the point he died. Or if he took time off. Or I don't know.
I would assume it would be a show in Vegas before he passed. I don't know offhand what that was, but I will look that up.
That's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get like those kind of memorabilia pieces that are the last show of a famous musician who died.
Led Zeppelin, the Doors are from, you know, are in that territory. You know, especially if they sold tickets for the tour and then they passed and, you know, people would hold on them. They didn't even like redeem them to get their money back. They held on to them for us, you know, as a keepsake.
Wow. 815's got another, and this is a good one too. Ready for this one?
Okay.
One sheet alien movie poster. So one sheet alien movie poster.
Yeah, the first
and
alien
one sheet Rosemary's Baby movie poster.
Wow.
Both from Belgium. Not messing around.
Right.
This isn't some American poster.
We're back to the France Star Wars poster. But we digress.
Real
quickly, a used ticket stub for the Elvis thing has gone for $125, like his last concert. Torn, you know, they tear him in half.
Yeah.
So torn, $125. So if he's got the full stub, it could be worth more than that. Now, alien poster from
Alien and Rosemary's Baby, but we could stick with one of them. Both from Belgium. So maybe the alien's not green. Maybe he's like blue or something like that.
He's got the pink finger, not the blue finger. let's see.
I mean, what are posters for movies? Do they go for
They can. Like, I know a while back I was selling a Jaws poster, and they make so many different – you really have to study, you know, all the fine print at the bottom because – it's if you have the movie poster like the original Jaws, you could be in $400, $600 range for that.
Right.
And then they've made so many repros that they're $5. So you got to, you know, use the magnifying glass on that. But with the alien, it's not coming up here, but we'll work on that.
Our buddy Rick says that Elvis's last show is at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis.
Oh, wow. That's rings a bell now, yep.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. We are playing the swap meet tonight. Greg Flam's in the studio, and we will be right back. What we'll do is we'll get an update on the news with Rob, and then we'll continue the swap meet.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. It's a Swap Meet sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. part two, second half. We got some people on the line. We got some texts. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. What do you want to brag about, Chicago? My favorite tonight. We got a winner. Robert, what do you want to brag about, Robert? I love this one.
My grandmother was a model in the 20s.
Wow.
And Al Capone liked her. And it was always frequent on the set. But I have a picture of my grandmother, Al Capone. My grandmother's wearing Al Capone's hat, which I still have.
Wow.
And he signed it, to Lillian from Al.
Wow.
And then on the back he wrote, you know, he wrote a nice letter to her and signed his name, his full name.
Wow.
And it's in a picture frame. I've had it since I was, I don't know, probably 18 years old.
That's amazing.
I'm not trying to sell it.
No, you're bragging about it.
Yeah, I couldn't even put a value on it.
I'm not bragging about it. It's just my grandma lived to be 101. I can brag about that.
You can brag about it.
You can.
This is a kick-ass swap meet, man. This is what it's like. I always make the joke that there's going to be people going to call in. They're going to say, hey, how much is this worth? But I'm always liking the ones that are like, hey, my family has this connection to Chicago history, or I've got Mayor Daley's old hat. And in your case, I got a picture with my grandma with Al Capone.
Signed,
that's great.
Too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is.
There you go.
I just wanted to throw that out there. You know,
no, that's,
and it was
that's
funny
great.
Because people see that picture and they go, "Who's the babe?" And I'm like, "That's my grandma."
Wow.
You know, and they looked at my grandma at the time and she was like 96, and they go, and my grandma would always go, "Hey, I had the legs back then."
So she's got the brag too.
Robert, thanks, man. That's great.
Right,
thank
awesome.
You.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. That's great. That's how you play it,
yep.
Right there, huh? All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Leah. Leah, what do you want to brag about, Leah?
Just to let you know, I have a $20 bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's redeemable in gold on demand at the United States Treasurer.
Wow.
Wow. Man. Redeemable for gold.
In gold.
Oh, in gold.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
same idea.
Looking
right?
That up, so.
A $20 bill that says it's redeemable in gold.
Mm-hmm.
For gold, yeah. Yep. Let's see. It's
how does that up. Work? I don't even understand. I mean, you know what? I don't need to be schooled on it. I'm sure there's a...
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that works. I'm assuming it's you can take the bill and get, you know, the same amount in gold, $20 in gold back then. Now, obviously, that bill is looks like they're going for, like, $30 to $46, depending on condition, of course. Trying to see one as high as $1,000, it looks like.
Wow.
But that was a $500 bill, sorry. So not $20 bill.
Yeah, but at least you're getting, it seems like you're double the value.
Yeah, but $20, yeah, you're in $30 to $50 range.
Right. All right, cool. Okay. Thanks, Leah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling.
All right. 312-981-7200. Marty, what do you want to brag about, Marty?
I gotta brag like Robert. Okay?
All right, bring it.
Why are you laughing? I know you like when I call in.
Right, no,
you have so much enthusiasm.
Have you been doing this every Wednesday, and I've been missing it?
Yeah,
or
you
what?
Have. We've done it for like a year
Damn.
And a half now. Yeah, you gotta
I
get with
thought
it.
You, I didn't think you were doing it anymore. Well, anyway, here's what I want to brag about. Okay.
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 My brother still has this bank. It's a Howdy Doody ceramic bank. It's the 8-inch high one, and he's sitting on a pig, and it's about 60, honest to God now,
that is awesome.
And it's about 65 years old because he was 5 when he got it, and I'm the older sister, and I remember it, and it's just in the greatest shape.
Wow.
That's a good one. I
know.
That's a good brag, yeah.
Isn't that great to brag about?
That is a good one, yeah. That's
Did
probably
I
worth
win
something.
The door prize? Did I win something off your desk or what?
You're pretty close, I say. I'm trying to
you want, I have stale cheddar pretzels.
No.
No, I've got that.
I don't want food.
There's that. There's a couple of random napkins.
No. What do you think this is worth, guys?
Okay, first off, you're in the... A couple have sold recently, $75 to $100.
All right.
So
oh,
there's
that's
that.
All, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It depending
it
on condition. Yeah,
I thought it'd be more, too.
Yeah.
And where was it sold at? An auction or just
Yeah, online.
Store?
If you just eBay, I'm checking the sold price.
Yeah,
on eBay.
I just went on my computer. I had to find out the inches of the Howdy Doody.
Yeah, if you just put Howdy Doody, pig, ceramic bank.
Right.
You know,
there were a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing. My mother would have been 102. March 5th of this past, March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I have her furs that she used to wear when we went to, believe it or not, Lincoln Park Zoo
wow.
every Sunday.
Wow.
We never had a car, so we took the streetcar.
Wow.
And my dad and mom and me and my brother went, well, I have these furs. It's the one you wear around your neck, and the claws and the heads are on your chest.
Wow.
You know which ones I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to be afraid of them.
I would be too. I'm afraid of them now.
Right.
I don't want to look at those. You know, I was, what, brother was 5, I was like 9.
Wow.
What do you think of them?
Yeah. What do furs go for?
That's way out of my wheelhouse.
I like
so
that.
I couldn't even tell you.
I don't think they're mink.
Go to Ariana Furs. Is that still around?
Yeah, go to any fur place, antique place, I'm sure I'll be able to tell you.
You mean like a vintage clothing store?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They might be able to tell me, right?
Yeah.
Right. Or if you want to send me a picture through the Facebook page, I'll do some more research for you.
You will?
I will.
Aren't you nice?
I try.
All
wonderful.
Right.
Well, you guys are great. I really enjoy you.
Thanks. Every Wednesday,
right,
10 o'clock.
I'll talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Marty, there you go. That was a good one.
Yep.
312-981-7200. 815 says they got a 1982 Playgirl. Issue with Bruce Jenner.
Oh, Bruce Jenner. I was
mint condition. You were thinking Steve Stone?
I was thinking Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Found it when my grandma passed away. It was in her closet.
Wow.
1982 Playgirl with Bruce Jenner.
Hmm.
Mint condition. I would think that'd be worth something.
Yep.
I don't know
if
it is.
Tell you in a second.
I feel like, what do I know? Every time I think something is worth something, it's like, that's $6.
Right, yeah, and then the junk is $2,000.
Yeah, right.
They're about 15 to 30, it looks like. Mint condition might be a little bit more, and I'm seeing if any have sold recently. Yeah, the one that sold recently took a best offer. They had $18, and they took lower than that as a best offer.
I don't get it.
So,
all right.
But condition could bring it up.
773 says, I have 3 steel wheat pennies
mm-hmm.
from 1943, SD, and blank mint. What is that?
Yeah, that's a winner.
I don't know what that even means. But.
Yeah, obviously, that's like you know, the graded and the mint where it was made.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, those have gone upwards of $600.
Wow.
Yeah.
For
some are
wheat pennies?
Yeah, some are only 40, but I think the one he's describing was the higher end one. So you're looking 500
drag,
to 600.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go, bud. How much, 815 wants to know how much the metal premium 10 is worth, PS, and no empty crackers inside. This is a premium saltine cracker
box. Yeah, if it's
box.
Just your basic like box, it's about $25.
Those are cool, though.
Yeah, and I have the Salerno ones that I've had in the past. But the ones that are higher are the Salerno trucks from back in, I want to say, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever that was, when they were making those. The trucks are worth more than just the boxes.
Oh.
If you're looking for cracker tins.
If you're looking for are people looking for cracker tins?
Yeah, they buy them still. I see them at estate sales every week.
Huh. I learned so much from the swap meet. I would think that's just cracker tin is where you put the junk that you don't want to look at anymore.
Yeah, I mean, but they're never that much. I mean,
yeah,
they're like $5. You know.
331 says, I have a 1967 Vietnam kimono. Never worn, perfect condition, handmade in Vietnam, brought back by my dad from the war.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Again, you were just saying, I mean, the idea of soldiers bringing back stuff from war, that's a big part of collectibles, right?
Yep, it is. And that's why all that World War II stuff. And again, they were able to bring that stuff back, where now it's harder to do
that. Is it harder to do it? Like now, if you're in Afghanistan, is it hard to do?
Maybe someone could
call
in or text and let us know like what the protocols are. But I would think they are inspecting stuff more, you know, since Vietnam, you know. But pre that, I don't think they were inspecting it as, you know, harshly.
Interesting. How would you even? I don't even know what a price would go for that, just because it's a kimono, right?
I don't know, and it's obviously
it's
you know, it's, if it's mint condition and it's from back from the Vietnam War, it's going to be hard to put a number on that.
Vietnam is back in the consciousness. Good. Burns has got the big documentary coming up this fall.
Okay.
Ken Burns has got a whole documentary for the anniversary.
Yeah, you wrote a book. Book.
No, right? I did the book on. The Hue City book, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
But that's back. I saw something today. They did the preview, I think, on Channel 11 about it. And so they're Vietnam. It's going to be a Vietnam fall.
Yeah. Okay.
312-981-7200. I have a mint 8-track All of right. Sergeant Pepper's.
Oh, there you
Beatles.
Go. Beatles. Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I don't even really have to look that up. I know,
you know what it is.
I know A-Trex. if it's still sealed, you're probably $125, $150 to start. You know, start an auction. Just start your auction $99 and see what happens.
Right.
But open, they still get $15, $20 if it's been played and out in the garage for 30
awesome.
Plus years. Yeah,
I feel like any 8-track I've ever seen is totally warped.
Yeah.
Like down to the I remember the 8-tracks when I was growing up, and 8-tracks were out, but you'd still have the 8-track machine. It was in the garage.
Right.
And you like put it in there and be like, this might work. Mint condition 8-track, that blows my mind.
Yeah, and what happens, obviously, is the label blisters from the moisture, first off.
Yeah, right.
But then the next thing you want to check for is underneath the tape, they have the felt tabs. And you want to make sure those are on there before you stick it in to test it in a machine, if you do have a machine. But there's even if the tape is broken off and it's wound inside, there are services on eBay. They'll do $12 bucks per tape to fix.
Go do it.
And they're worth fixing, like some of the early Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Beatles. You'd be worth spending the $12 because you'll get $40, $50, yeah. $100 for the 8-track.
There you go.
So.
Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the swap meet. I got Bruce, I got Judy, I got John, I got a ton of texts. Lots to get through, and we will do rapid fire when we come back here on the download. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 630's got a great point. Marty called in, Marty's mother. She wore those furs that would wrap around, that was almost the head biting the tail, and to the zoo. That's what she said, right?
Wow.
She said we would go down to Lincoln Park Zoo. There's some there. That takes a little stones, right? To be
it
like,
does.
Hey.
Be like,
don't you think about jumping over this fence?
Right. Like, kind of showing your receipt as you walk out of Walmart, with the zoo.
Exactly. Hey, I had this when I came in. All right, let's go to Bruce. Bruce, what do you want to brag about, Bruce?
Yes. My dad was in World War II, and he was a P-51 fighter pilot.
Okay.
And apparently, his group shot up a German warship. And somehow, because, they never really talked a whole lot in detail about the war, but somehow he was able to obtain the flag from that ship.
Wow.
So I've got a German flag, and it's about 4x6. And at the part where that it folds over the rope at the end, it's got some serial number on it. Mm. And it's in really great condition. It smells old. You know what old things smell like,
right?
Kind of musty, but it's in great condition.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, can I ask? Can you describe a little bit more as far as I know?
What's the German flag? I mean, is that the Nazi?
Because I'm seeing different ones. That's why I got black and white ones. I got red, black and white. Yeah.
Okay, so it's primarily red.
Okay.
And then it's got the cross in the swastika is black with black outlining. Okay. On it, and then the cross that goes through it is circled around the swastika, and that has a black stripe on the top and the sides, with outlined with a finer stripe, and then up in the corner is the Iron Cross, which is also outlined in the black fine striping.
That's war memorabilia, but it's the symbolism is pretty negative, right? That's like, we kind of get into that weird thing where there's Nazi memorabilia is kind of
right.
You don't really go put that online because that's
yeah, and they're pretty strict
taboo.
About putting anything obviously with the
swastika. This is not about the ethos or the philosophy of it. This is the actual flag from the ship.
Yeah, and yours sounds a lot better than some of these that have gone for $260. I would think yours is more like a $400 to $500 to start auction and see what happens from there. But because it has this insignia on it that it does, it might not get through eBay's police.
Really interesting, Bruce. Well, that's a good one.
Well, what's interesting is that I thought it would be worth more than that. I also have his survival knife, which is a... made by Wilkinson's Sword, and it's called the FS Fighting Knife, and that's what the pilots had on their by their shins, And I took it to a gun show.
Right.
And they said that it was worth about, you know, $200. But he said, because it has his name on it, it's personalized, they said it would be worth like double that, $500.
Right. I'm saying what you're saying, $200 to $400 is what I'm saying of those sold. I would try to go not so much to a gun show, but maybe a military, you know, show and see, and you can, you might get an offer right there for it if you do want to sell it.
That's great.
I see.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. We're going to move on.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
thank you.
It. All right. Greg, Justin, 708 says, I have my father's Marine jacket from the Korean conflict.
Okay.
Does that have any value? That's an interesting one. The idea of Marine jackets from mm-hmm. different wars, different eras.
Yeah.
Does that stuff show up?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get it to a price here. Looks like they're starting about 100, but they have gone upwards of 800.
Let's hope you don't dust that one off.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm trying to find some other pricing on you. But go ahead.
Let's keep going. All right, let's go to – we've got a couple more. I've got a Yankees program from 1961. Is that what it was? Yeah, 1961 Yankees program with Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris.
Hmm.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's the last of the – no, there's some more stuff, but we got to move on here.
Yeah. No.
847's got the winner of the night. I filmed a commercial with the Backstreet Boys, and I have their Millennium CD signed by all five.
Nice.
I just love the idea that this person filmed a commercial with the Backstreet Boys. How are you not calling in? You know, like, you know, text that in so I can go, I'll bite.
Maybe he's
right. You could do 25 minutes with that one.
He's lined up with other brag for other shows.
Yeah,
he's
that's
bragging
the next,
about right.
Yeah, we don't have enough
we
time
need an
tonight.
Appointment,
but
right?
847. I would love for you to call in and explain that story. Let's get two calls in. We only got 2 minutes, so let's get Judy. Judy, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hi, Judy.
50 years ago, when we were brand new teachers at Leiden High School in Franklin Park, we had a birthday club. And the birthday girl got to pick the restaurant. I chose the Pinnacle Restaurant at the Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive.
Ooh, no big deal.
We were looking good, and pretty soon drinks came to our table from some gentlemen across the way, and they discovered it was my birthday. And shortly after that comes a hard roll with my likeness drawn on the hard roll, signed by Bill Mauldin, the World War II cartoonist.
Wow.
Wait, so like a hard roll, like, are you talking like a dinner roll? Like a
dinner roll.
So he drew your face on a piece of bread?
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome.
I still have it. I put it in a baggie.
This is his move?
And a cup. It's in my drawer. I've looked at it regularly. It's never changed. I didn't do a thing to it. I've thought of, I don't know how to preserve it. It's
yeah, I wouldn't either. It's hard as a rock right now. But I got to say, I love that that Bill Mauldin's move is, let me draw you on this dinner roll.
Yeah,
it's right. Yeah,
he's a very smooth cartoonist.
Mm-hmm.
That drinks were flowing.
That's amazing. I don't know how you would do
any.
I just think that's a brag.
That,
that's a brag. That's
I was
a
just
brag.
Looking up art just by Bill Mauldin to see what his art's going for, and can't even find like authentic. I see some books and some other things for in the $20 range, but I know that can't be right for an actual piece.
Yeah.
So
yes,
but,
I don't.
No,
think
it's
my
a great brag, and it's the kind of stuff we look for.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Judy. Appreciate it.
Okay, great memory. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 630 says it's probably Steve Cochran who texted and filmed the commercial with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Funny.
All right, that's going to do it tonight. Greg Flam, at @2PagePicker, both on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't thank you enough.
No problem.
Every Wednesday, it's great radio here at the Swap Meet. See you next Wednesday.
Always fun. Thanks.